Generally speaking, for our mind to be able to come to a place of stillness, to feel like we are able to concentrate on one thing at a time, it's helpful for our minds and our hearts to open to a sense of safety, to notice whether we are safe, whether we feel safe enough to exclude a lot of our experience for the sake of concentrating on one aspect of our experience. There's a few different ways that we can invite a sense of safety or opening of the heart. Rick has no shortage of techniques around this, and I'm sure many of you are very skilled at many of these practices. One of the things I was trained in at the first monastery where I was a monk for a year was to reflect on moments of our own life in which we felt like we're accumulating some good karma through generosity of heart, a sense of gladness, a wholesome spirit, a moment of connection. Sometimes within a meditation practice in the past, we may have experienced something quite profound. But to reflect on moments of our life in which our heart opens and we feel a strong sense of goodness in our life. And even to the point of ranking them from 10 to 1, 1 being the most, say, profound or opening for us. It's not a contest or anything, but just really sensing into the goodness of our lives. Maybe it's a connection with our child, the efforts we put in for a healthy planet. Anything that really resonates with us. And this can lead to a gladdening of the mind, an opening of the heart, can help our nervous system to feel safe. Our breathing tends to calm. Maybe taking a deep breath or two. And so I'll be inviting us to collect our minds on one thing at a time. And after, a busy day. This is not always easy, but the invitation is to see if we can just come back gently to the concentration object, if you will. So this is a gentle practice, and we can either close our eyes gently or look downward. Just to limit visual distractions if we feel safe. First, seeing if we can sense into the breath at the nostrils. Feeling the inhale and exhale, move through the nostrils. Even narrowing our attention to the ends or tips of the nostrils for the felt sensations of breathing. Awareness residing solely in the tips of the nostrils. Feeling each breath. Very simple invitation. Now shifting our awareness to our ear, sensing sounds as they enter the ear. Not traveling out to catch the sounds, but rather receive the sounds in the ear. Focusing only on sounds as they happen. Concentrating on the sensations of sound as they happen. Now shifting our awareness to our eye, allowing our eyes to open and finding something around us to focus on with our eye. And narrow the scope of our awareness to one specific dot or pixel. Perhaps the size of a needle point on something around you. Staying with that visual object. Locked in on this visual concentration object. Staying with this unfolding experience of seeing. No story about what it is or what it does. Staying solely with the sight of the small point. And now shifting our awareness. Can gently close our eyes again or look downward just to limit visual distractions. And we can cultivate concentration by repeating a phrase or a set of phrases. May we be safe. May we be healthy. May we be happy. May we live with ease. May we be safe. May we be healthy. May we be happy. May we live with ease. Safe. Healthy. Happy. Ease. Safe. Healthy. Happy. Ease. Now shifting our awareness to our belly. Feeling into the center of the belly. Imagining a hollow, dark space in the belly. And imagining a Buddha, like a Buddha sitting in our belly, a Buddha statue or Buddha carving. Or a candle flame burning. Or a piece of clear crystal. Imagining what that looks like in detail in the center of the belly. And over time, narrowing your awareness to smaller and smaller points visually in the center of that Buddha, candle, or crystal. Concentrating on this visual object in the center of the belly. Now shifting our awareness to our heart inside our chest. Sensing the heart, perhaps we can feel it beating. Maybe we can feel a sense of care. Inviting the heart to feel a sense of gratitude for something in our life, sense of appreciation of something, big or small. Maybe it's the smile of a pet. Or just gratitude for being alive. Sensing into the physical heart. Feeling whatever it's feeling. Really narrowing our awareness to these sensations of care or gratitude. Focusing on these sensations of the heart. Now shifting our awareness one last time back to the nostrils. And this time when we breathe in and out, can we count each exhale? And if we lose track, we can start back over at one. So counting each exhale. Noticing whatever number you're able to get up to and how you feel about that. Maybe taking a deep breath or two. Feeling our points of contact on the ground or the seat. Maybe wiggling our fingers or toes. And slowly opening our eyes whenever we're ready.